Please be seated. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for the truth of your word, for keeping your promise. There was the true light which coming into the world enlightens every man. And he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own. He came to Israel. And those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name. Lord, that is us. We believe in who your son is and what you said you accomplished through him. We believe in his name. And we are here this morning only because of your grace towards us, that you would open our hearts to understand who he is and work in us in such a way that we would repent and believe in his name. Meet with us as we gather around your table. And we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. The good news of the gospel is that Christ shed his blood as a sacrifice and as a substitute in the place of the ones that God saves. That's the good news of the gospel. Those who are under the wrath of God, you see, something really serious has to happen. They must have God's mind and they must have God's disposition as judge toward them changed, if there is to be any relationship with God. And God says that the only way that happens is through the shedding of blood, through a sacrifice that is offered in the place of the one that God saves. The sacrificial substitute is Jesus, Messiah. God poured out his wrath on him as he shed his own innocent blood on the cross. And God's wrath is satisfied then toward the one God saves. Sin is forgiven, but not only is sin forgiven, a new life from God comes. A new life, a new identity. A new identity that is fully equipped for an obedient life to God. And so then the call of the gospel goes out, and even this morning to us here, to repent and to believe. To believe in this one, Jesus. The call is to turn away from yourself, that's repentance, and to entrust yourself, that's faith, entrust yourself to what God says he accomplished in his son's death at the cross. Each week we celebrate communion together. We take the Lord's table together. And the Lord's table then serves to remind us of the gospel. The body of the sacrifice and the substitute was crushed at the cross by God. That's what the bread symbolizes. It symbolizes his body. The blood of the sacrifice and substitute was shed at the cross, and so the juice symbolizes his blood. But the Lord's table then also gives us an opportunity to examine ourselves once again in light of what God says he accomplished through his son at the cross. Is the life I'm living this week truly evidence of God's forgiveness and transforming power? That's the grid through which you must look at your life this morning as you consider the Lord's table. We should examine ourselves through that grid. You see, a wife is not to examine her husband right now, and a husband is not to examine his wife, and you kids are not to examine your parents right now, and parents, you're not to examine your children right now. You are to examine yourself in light of the gospel. And what I'd like to do this morning is actually help a specific group of people here. I think we'll all benefit from, but I've been wanting to do this for a while, but I want to help parents this morning as we look at communion to discern your child's readiness for communion. So can we take a moment to do that? In 1 Corinthians 11:28, Paul said, "But a man must examine himself, and in so doing, let him eat the bread and drink of the cup." Self-examination. Perhaps that can become a grid through which you parents can gaze into your child's readiness for communion or not. You say, well, what do you mean? What would that look like? How about this? Outside of Sunday, outside of this time together, in the midst of everyday life. Watch your child's response to his or her own sin. Does your son possess a spiritual maturity to know how to handle his sin before God, independent of you? Does your son know how to restore his fractured relationship with God? Does your son know how to fix the broken relationship with the one that he sinned against? Does your daughter possess an eagerness for the cross because she understands clearly the effects of the death of Jesus at the cross on her own sin? And this would be my suggestion for you parents, not a command. But when you see evidence of this kind of self-shepherding consistently throughout just everyday life outside of Sunday, then you as a parent, you have good reason to encourage your child to eat and drink at communion. You see, the command to self-examine presupposes that you actually have the maturity to shepherd yourself. It is presupposed that when any one of us examines himself or herself and sin becomes known to us, that we know the grace truths of the gospel, of the cross, and we know what it means for us and our indwelling sin, and we shepherd ourselves in light of those grace realities in the gospel. All of that is presupposed in self-examination. If your child consistently gives evidence of that kind of a maturity, it doesn't have to be the same maturity level as you, but where there's an understanding of what Christ did, and they have an ability independent of you to shepherd their own hearts in it, it can be proof that they have a saving understanding of the grace realities of the gospel and that they are eager to turn to those grace realities in the gospel when they sin. Listen, it is possible for young children to express love for God. And it is possible for young children to respond sweetly under your shepherding when they sin, and at the same time not be able to possess the spiritual maturity to shepherd their own hearts in regards to their own sin. Those two things are possible. Do you understand? And you're looking for something more than that. Because at the table we are called to examine ourselves, and your child is called to examine himself or herself. This table calls for gospel-directed and grace-applying self-examination. The table does not call for young children to have their parents examine them at the table. So parents, I just want to encourage you to be patient. Be patient with your children. And ask God to position you in such a way so that you can see what you must see as the one who leads them and loves them and guides them in the gospel. Ask them lots of questions and seek out counsel from one another in the body and from an elder. And so this morning, let's examine ourselves in light of the gospel and in light of its effect on us. And if you're aware, even in this moment, that the gospel actually has not had a transforming effect on you yet, then the first order of your business today is to talk to someone about what Jesus has done at the cross. Your first order of business is to repent and believe, not eating the bread and the cup. So let the bread and the cup pass you by if that is you. Otherwise, take a moment to receive the cup and the bread. Take communion on your own after you've examined yourself in light of the gospel. And then Smed will close our time in prayer. Men, will you please come and serve us?